Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor right here in Cajun country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and to agents from around the South. My hope is that you take a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. I'm so excited to welcome a fellow real agent and YouTube superstar from the Austin market, Raj Sahu, and he's going to share some massive value with you guys on YouTube, what he's doing, what's working, what's not, and give you guys some massive insight and tips from a seasoned professional in the YouTube space doing video walkthrough tours. So Raj, welcome to the podcast, my brother.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
So I guess start with telling us where you serve and what you do, and give us a little bit of the background on YouTube and describe the style of videos that you do.
Absolutely. My background was very simple. In 2019, my wife and I were actually looking at homes, and I wasn't a realtor. I had zero interest in becoming a realtor. But I started looking around at homes, and I saw all these builders in the Austin, Texas metro, and it was overwhelming. There were so many builders, so many floor plans. Then there's a base price. You got to add all these things to get to a final price. It felt complex, and I felt like nobody was there to assist me. And when I started Googling things, I started looking on YouTube, I started looking around at social media, I just didn't see that many people posting, except for one. His name was Jeremy Knight, and I loved his content. At the time, we were already working with a realtor. Otherwise, we would have definitely reached out to Jeremy because I felt like I was building trust and rapport with him. When I bought that home, we started building it from scratch. I realized there's a huge market here. There, I should get into real estate as a realtor. I should post content online, and I feel like the market's completely untapped. And I've been wrong about many things in my career, but that was the one thing that I was definitely right. I started posting back in 2021 after about a year of procrastination, if you can relate to that. Hey, everybody, I think, is in that boat. I had never posted on social media before. I maybe do a one a year type of post on Facebook. It feels more like a yearbook, and that's my social media experience, and so it felt very uncomfortable. So in 2021, with very little creativity, no experience on social media, I just started posting home tours. I figured if I can get through a home tour, the home, if I don't know what to say, I can talk about the home. And I just started doing home tours. I started getting leads after a few months. And then 6 months into YouTube, everything blew up. My channel took off. I started getting inundated with leads and business. And that's when I went all in on YouTube. In about a 3-year time period, I scaled my annual real estate sales from $4 million to $8 million to $20 million in annual sales, with 98% of that coming from organic YouTube leads.
Dude, I love that, man. That's super inspiring. That's awesome. Yeah, so I love how your journey gradually progressed and you saw an opportunity and you capitalized on it, but you probably reached out to Jeremy, and I've reached out to Jeremy. He was recently on our podcast as well. And the dude's always willing to help, man. He's probably like, Raj, here's what I'm doing. Open playbook, dude. Like, love to have you. So I'm sure a little bit of how your journey started was Jeremy just mentoring you, helping you, giving you some cheat codes to this whole YouTube thing, I'm imagining, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I want to be clear on this mentorship, and Jeremy, I think, would appreciate this. Mentorship is not one-on-one coaching for 2 hours, and you're just sitting down with somebody who essentially acts as your friend or your therapist, right? And I'm not putting down all coaching. Coaching is obviously great, but I see a lot of realtors, and they think they need time with somebody who's really good. I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes I just needed 5 minutes with Jeremy. I needed to pick his brain on a hook at the beginning of the video. I needed to pick his brain on my content strategy. And once I got 2 to 3 questions off to him, 5 minutes is all I needed to get amazing answers. And it helped me navigate through how I should build up my audience and then how I should convert that audience into business. And nobody really knows that like Jeremy Knight does. And that's why he's been the biggest YouTuber here in Austin, one of the biggest in the US. He not only has a big channel that gets a lot of reach, he knows how to tap into people emotionally. And as well, I'm sure we'll talk about, that's such a big tactic, and probably the best tactic I've gotten from any YouTuber is how to connect with your audience emotionally. And it's something that I continue to try to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go there then. You know, let's chat about building your perfect avatar, creating the type of person that's tailor-made to be able to work with you. And YouTube is one of those platforms where it's like, I'm not helping everyone. I'm helping only the certain people that I'm capable or qualified to be able to help. So let's talk about your perfect avatar. And then let's talk about, you know, how you are personally connecting and really at a deeper level on YouTube and building that perfect avatar and building that connection with people. So go there for us, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it all starts with identifying your target audience. I'm sure people have heard that before, but I'll go much deeper to give you some insight on what's really working. Because I got a YouTuber here that I mentored in 2024, and now he's one of the biggest YouTubers in Austin. He got 100,000 views in the last 28 days. So this really works, even on new channels that just started. Identifying a target audience, I think it simply starts, Jamie, with just who is buying at a certain price in a certain location. Just start there. It's really simple, right? What are all the homes selling at a certain price point in a certain area? And who's buying those homes, right? And when I say who's buying, what do they do for a living, right? What are their pain points? What are their motivations? Do they care about a work commute to a certain sector of companies that are close by? Do they care about being close to public transit that's close by? Do they care about being in the hills, the topography, the beauty, the greenery? What are their motivations and what are their pain points, right? And obviously those two things are kind of correlated with each other. And so what I found very early when I started touring homes, and I knew I wanted to focus on new construction because that was the untapped market at the time, and it was so confusing. There's so many options. So I felt like if I presented all those options that I was knowledgeable, I was solving the pain point in the market. People are overwhelmed by all these builders and all these options. I can be their unbiased guide. Instead of selling them on a builder, I can tell them the pros and the cons. And that was really big. What I found very early is there are a lot of people that were moving from the West Coast to the Austin, Texas area, and they needed more square footage. And they loved 20-foot tall ceilings in the living room. A lot of builders were doing that. They loved grand entrances where it's open to the second story. It's got a spiral staircase going up. And it's an open concept home, but it still gets the rooms that they really need in their home. Like they really wanted a second bedroom down because they had elderly parents or grandparents who they wanted to stay on the first floor. They didn't want them getting in and out of a bathtub. So a walk-in shower in that in-suite bathroom was really important. And these were the things, Jamie, it didn't happen overnight. It gradually happened where I kept hearing from people that were reaching out to me through YouTube of this is what I have to have. This is my must-have. I need to have this in my home. And when I hear that over and over and over and over again, what do? I start posting content and showing those options that get all those need to haves, those must haves from those clients. And that started to emerge with a buyer that was basically a tech worker. They're either a software engineer, IT consultant. They either worked from home or they aspired to work from home or aspired to work at one of the big tech companies like Apple, Microsoft, Meta, mostly Amazon as well. And they basically made a six-figure income, like somewhere between $150,000, $300,000 a year. If one spouse was working, they would buy in around $700,000 to $900,000. If both spouses were working, they would buy anywhere from $900,000 to $1.4 million. They only wanted new construction, and they wanted to live in the Northwest Quarter of the Austin Metro. And once that, again, it was a gradual process, but once I saw that pattern of that was the person that emerged, I kept speaking to that person. And I'm sure if you see any of my videos, I talk about moving from Seattle, where Amazon and Microsoft are. I talk about moving from the Bay Area, where a lot of the tech companies are, to Austin. And I talk about the differences. I talk about how it's sunny here, and in Seattle, it's cloudy 9 months out of the year. I also talk about here in Texas, it's super hot in the summer. It's unbearable. But you can fly down to Mexico. It's like an hour and a half flight. You can go to Denver, and it's a couple hours flight to get out of the heat. But I talk about these things that they're talking about when they're evaluating whether to move here. And as soon as I started to do that, about a year into YouTube, I really started to get a very high quality lead that was already bought into me.
I love that, dude. So how did you identify that? Yeah, you said people were kind of reaching out, but is there anything in the background of the analytics that gives you that, also that confirmation from YouTube is not only do you feel like that's your type of person, or maybe you hear that's your type of person, but is there anything in the analytics of YouTube that kind of shows you that that's also your perfect avatar?
Yes. There is an analytic, and I'm going to give that to you in a second, because I'll tell you the best analytic is when you get a lead that reaches out to you, and then you talk to them, and then they make a life decision of buying a home and building it from scratch. And when you sit down with that person after looking at a bunch of homes, and you sit down with them for lunch, and you really get to know them, you start to get so much great market research. So I would say that sit down with that person who reached out to you is by far the most important part. But before that, what I would tell you is the analytics, it's all about when you're early on is you're just trying to get more views, right? I'm just trying to get more views, more exposure. Once I hit an inflection point in my YouTube channel and it takes off, that's when I focus more on audience retention. And so what I'll try, Jamie, is a few things in my videos. Like I might say, hey, later on in the video, I'm going to show you a beautiful lot that you can build this home that I'm walking through on this amazing lot that backs up to hills and beauty and greenery, right? And I'll use that as a hook. And then on another video, I'll try a different hook. I'll say, hey, at the end of the video, I'm gonna show you a restaurant that is close by to this community that is brand new and it just opened up, okay? And I'll see what works. And what ends up happening is when my average view duration is very high, that tells me people stayed on the video and they probably stayed on my video because of the hook, okay? And if I see a pattern of what's working, then I lean in on what's working. And for me, what worked is the beautiful views off the backyard. I kept using that as a hook. That was by far my best performing metric. Those had the highest average view durations. On YouTube, you can see the first 30 seconds, what percentage of people still stay on the video. Those were some of the highest percentages where I would get like 80% plus were still on my video 30 seconds into the video, whereas like a low metric for that would be like 65%. That's a bad performing video, right? As you'll always have a lot of people that drop off in the beginning, but the more that stay on, that tells you that that hook was good. And so the key here is testing, right? I'm not trying one time and then going to another one, going to another. I'm trying like 10 to 20 times. And then another 10 to 20 times, I'll try something else. Then I'll try something else. And then something usually emerges as the winner.
Gotcha. So you had told me when we kind of chatted a little bit before that you focus on like three things in regards to your video content. Share with the audience those three things that you're focusing on. And then, you know, I know you just chatted about some of those things, but share those three important things because I don't want people to miss those things that you're focusing on.
Yeah, great question. It's always important to go through this in detail because what I'm about to give you is my workout plan, right? Like you don't just work out once and you're in shape, right? You got to keep working out multiple times a week and keep doing that week in, week out. And that's what I would tell you you have to do for content is on a weekly basis, these are the things that I'm trying to get better at. These are the things that I'm picking the brain of Jeremy Knight and other realtors who are really good at social media. And these three things, the third one is the most important, but I want to start with the first. You have to capture your audience's attention. And a lot of people have talked about hooks in the beginning of the video, but I think what's more important than just thinking of like a hook of like what's catchy, what's going to just keep people on the video, you have to genuinely tap into people's motivations and pain points, right? I think a lot of times, Jamie, people think of a hook and they're like, this is the most amazing home and wait till the end of the video because there's something unique about the home. And then you get to the end of the video and you're like, that's not unique. That's not unique at all, right? Yeah. And so I think sometimes it's a gimmick and that's a problem. I think you'll burn that bridge with your audience if you keep doing it as a gimmicky way. And so I've found leaning in on pain points and motivation so important. Like right now, the pain point in Austin, Texas, should you buy now? Like there's an increase in supply. Do you think prices are going to go down? And so I'll say, hey, if you're watching this video at the time I'm recording this, later on in the video, I'm going to talk about if you should buy now. And I'm going to tell you right now, 95% of places in Austin, I would not be buying right now. And later on in the video, what I talk about, Jamie, is like in some areas, there's a huge increased supply. There's more supply that's coming online later this year because builders are opening up more communities. I would not be buying in this area or this area, or this area. If you want to know where to buy, talk to me. I would love to get to know a little bit about your criteria and then I could better advise you. So I kind of use that as a way to keep people on the video and then I use it as the perfect call to action to get people on, right? And ultimately, Jamie, what I'm doing here is I'm trying things out. You have to test things out as a marketer because I've done hooks that I thought would kill it and the video bombs, right? And so you just have to keep testing things out and something emerges as the winner, like I mentioned. The second tactic that I really focus in on is audience retention. Throughout the video, especially early on in the video, I talk about what's coming up later on in the video. And my home tours, relatively speaking, are boring. It's me walking through the home in one take. And I just walk through each home, each room, and I just pan the room. Then I look up to show ceiling height. I kind of give a feeling like you're there because obviously your eyes can see all of it, but my cell phone is only a little bit more tunnel vision. So I'm constantly just looking around. And so it's not amazing shots. It's not videography or cinematography at a 10 out of 10. So I'm using my audio to constantly tell my viewer what's coming up later on in the video. It might be something about the house. It might be a second floor balcony that has a beautiful view. It might be a media room upstairs, or there's nothing exciting about the house. And I'm going to give a topic that I think really hits my viewer. And I'm going to talk about it towards the end of the video. So there's something that I'm always saying that's coming up and that keeps my viewer on the video. And finally, yeah. The third tactic, Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, before you leave that topic, you're recording on your iPhone, which is totally awesome. But one thing I don't want people to kind of miss either is, are you going in and recording live first and then going back and laying audio over after? And then we'll jump on number three.
Yes. So this is the big topic I've been juggling with. So in the first 2.5 years, Jamie, on my YouTube, I would just take a video in the field and I wouldn't do any narration. So it's just silent, me just recording. And then I would go home and I would do a voiceover. Now, at that time, we were masked. It was not easy. There were sometimes a lot of people in these model homes that are open to the public. So it's much easier for me not to narrate on the spot. The voiceovers did take long. I did get better at it over time. But when I say a voiceover, I'll hit record. And sometimes, Jamie, I've toured so many homes, I don't remember where I'm about to go. So I'll talk, and then I'll have to stop, see where I'm going, then go back, click record. So it can be time consuming. Sometimes a 20-minute long video of me walking around a house will take me like over an hour to do a voiceover because I'm saying something, I mess up, then I go back, I have to re-record, and that can be annoying sometimes. So now what I've really worked on this year is just narrating right on the spot. And that's allowed me to pump out a ton of content where I just talk while I'm touring. The audio's not great because I'm all off the top of my head. I do a little bit of preparation, but I'm finding, number one, I'm getting much better at it. And number two, it's so much easier for me to pump out content because I go home now, I just upload a video and my video editor in the Philippines takes care of the rest, does all my posting, and it's much easier to pump out content.
Yeah, and then I'm sure even if you leave space at the end, you can kind of even do an intro or an outro, and instead of having to lay the whole thing out, like even if you did it like that too, I'm sure that would be an interesting way to do it. Like if you're like, hey, I need to do a really hot, great intro, really hot, great outro, and then mic the whole thing through the whole thing. So
yeah, you're reading my mind. That's exactly what I'm juggling over the last month is just leaving that first minute or two as a voiceover so I can hit the voiceover really well. And then I got my audience on the video. I can just narrate on the spot from there.
Yeah, which is a great idea. You know, I mean, that's great. So jump to number three, and I took you off course a little bit, but I didn't want to miss that while we were right there talking about how you're doing it. So I guess go back to number three of where you were going with your content.
Yeah, absolutely. So the most important tactic that I would say for realtors is so important, and the people that really lean on this, I'm seeing their channels take off, even channels that started within the last year. It's connecting with your audience emotionally. We talked briefly about this, Jamie, is that I have so many examples of realtors who have tapped into what their audience really wants to hear. And when you speak their language, that's how you get people to reach out to you. A lot of people say, like, how do you get so many leads through social media? And lead magnets are great. You can get a lot of people passively reaching out to you. When you connect with your audience emotionally and they think about houses, they will think about you. They will think about calling you. They'll think about reaching out to you. And that is so important. So to kind of give you some examples of that, for my audience, I go through homes. I just do home tours. But a lot of times, my audience who's on the video 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, they don't need to keep hearing that this is a bedroom and this is a bathroom. Like, it's very clear and apparent that these are the rooms, and right. You don't need to keep saying these things. So oftentimes, especially here in Texas, upstairs is a lot of spare bedrooms, spare bathrooms. So I'll say, hey, there's still 3 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms up here. While we go through this, what I want to talk about is what it's like for my clients from moving from Seattle to Austin. I'm going to tell you the good parts, but I'm also going to give you the bad parts, right? Or I'll tell you what my clients struggled with moving from the Bay Area to Austin, what they hated about California, what they loved about California, but what they also love and hate about Austin, Texas. Those are things that people want to hear, right? They don't want to hear somebody just selling, selling, selling. They want to hear the bad parts of this. And I'm very honest and upfront. I talk about how the weather's bad in the summer. I talk about the bugs. They're massive. And you know what's funny? When I jump on Zoom with people that reach out to me, Jamie, they want to talk about the weather and they want to talk about bugs. Like, they want to talk about these things. Like, they're like, are there snakes in those communities? I've been seeing snakes, a picture of a snake in a community. And it's like, yeah, there are. There's Texas rattlesnakes, right? Like, it's very real. And I think when you hit on these things, even though they seem funny at first, like bugs and the size of bugs, these are the things that people are talking about with each other before moving here. That's what I'm trying to tap into.
I do want to chat with you a little bit about that person that started their channel recently in 2024, because I think that a lot of realtors look at your chapter 9 or 10 and you're playing on, you know, a crazy level, but they're thinking like, I could never do what Raj is doing because he's got it down so much. But talk to us a little bit more about that realtor who started that channel recently, and then what about his channel made it take off in your mind?
Yes. So there's two primary reasons that I think his channel took off. The first is he was in an untapped market. And by the way, if you're watching this at the time that we're posting this podcast, just know right now it is so untapped for realtors. A lot of people think the market's saturated, but what you're not seeing is 99% of realtors eventually drop off social media, right? There's a revolving door. You don't see the drop off because there's always a new batch of realtors entering social media, but very few people are establishing themselves with a strong online presence. And here's why. Number one, they don't go after an untapped market. This realtor I started mentoring in early 2024, he started his channel. We looked at the market and we saw what everybody was doing. Everybody was doing what I'm doing. They're going to production builders and they're just going to these master plan communities because it's easy to get into these model homes. What we noticed is further away from the city of these new build neighborhoods were these big ranches, like acreage properties. And about 2 months, 3 months into YouTube, he tried one of those acreage properties. He did a faraway drone shot as a thumbnail, and it took off. And it was an empty home. It was a little bit older. There wasn't anything extravagant on it. And we, as soon as we saw that, we said, let's lean in. And so he started leaning in on it, started touring these big acreage properties. Not many people are doing that. It's not easy to get into those properties. You got to reach out to a listing agent. You got to get permission. It's not really builder heavy because it's like older types of properties. And people absolutely ate up his content. Why? It's untapped market, right? So then the second part, and this is another reason why I think it did so well and why he's converting, he's gotten 7 leads in the last 3 weeks. 2 of those leads already signed buyer rep paperwork. One's a $3.5 million buyer. Another one's a $2 million buyer. They're very real people. He's already met with them. What I would say is how he's getting those people is he's speaking their language. On those acreage properties, Jamie, they don't want to talk about building necessarily like an extravagant house. That's what my clients do. They want the big house. They're like sandwich generation. They have elderly parents. They have young kids. They want a big house because they need square footage. That's their pain point. The pain point for his audience is they want acreage and they want freedom. They want a garage that they can work on their cars. They want a shooting range in their, can they do that in their property? Where can they hunt close by to, right? They are all about freedom. They hate HOAs. He loves ragging on HOAs in his videos. Yeah. And he knows how to speak their language. And it gets a lot of engagement, gets a lot of comments. Like, I hated an HOA. He talks about stories about HOA infringing on your freedom. And he gets people to reach out to him because he connects with them. A big one, and this is overlooked, Jamie, is there's a 5-acre property that's actually 10 minutes away from where I live. And it's a very unique property, and the guy has no HOA, and he's the only property in that area that doesn't have an HOA. He wants to list his home. He's listing with this agent who just started their YouTube channel a year ago because he's like, nobody's doing what you're doing, and your exact audience is who's going to buy my property. And that's so overlooked. Untapped market, connecting with people emotionally. I'm not surprised his channel's taken off.
Yeah, dude, I absolutely love that, man. I always love saying, for all your real estate needs is the absolute worst thing you can say as a realtor. Because, dude, you're not connecting with anybody, man. You know, you're going to call that agent because you want large tracts of land, no HOA in Austin, Texas. You're going to call Raj because you know he knows every single builder and every single floor plan of new construction in the Austin market. And like, really, you fall into that where I specialize in these things. So always when I'm helping agents, I'm like, hey, who are you? And this is a Phil Gerdes line, as he said, who are you uniquely qualified to serve? And start there. Yeah. And then that's how you really build that connection with people. You can't be for everybody. And I always say, like, if you're for everybody, you're for nobody. Kind of one of those things. But Raj, talk to us a little bit about something else you're doing too, because I heard on Agent Tactics that you're leaning into, after REVB, you're leaning into a different platform as well and toying around with something new. So tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks for listening on that, because I've been really excited about this. But first things first, YouTube provides by far the highest quality lead, right? Because people binge watch content on YouTube. It's an educational platform more than it is like a pattern interrupt, like other social media platforms. So YouTube's still going to be the highest quality lead as of right now. What I think is changing is TikTok is one of the vertical platforms that obviously changed the game. That's why everybody adjusted to vertical content. TikTok has increased their duration of how long you can post. I think for most creators now it's up to 10 minutes, but they give special access to some creators up to 60 minutes. And I love longer form videos because you can establish more trust, more rapport in your marketing. So on the very first phone call, you can get people to reach out to you and they already feel like they know you, right? I get people that call me and they're like, they know I have a 3- and a 1-year-old. I talk about the struggles of a new baby. I talk about the pressure of being in the sandwich generation. I feel like I have to take care of my parents that are retired, as well as take care of kids and the pressure, but also the blessing of that, right? Like, I know how to connect with them emotionally, but I'm able to do it because it's a longer format. Like, I don't know if you can do that in a minute long reel or a YouTube short or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so I started doing that on TikTok, where I'm in these homes anyway, Jamie, where I do a YouTube video. It's just a horizontal shot. I've always said to myself, hey, I have the lights on in this beautiful home. Why don't I just turn my phone vertical? I need to figure something out. And now TikTok's been the way to do that. So I just do a video for TikTok. Instead of it being like 20 minutes long, like it is on YouTube, it might be like 10 to 15 minutes long, a little bit shorter. And in the last 28 days, I'm only 6 weeks in, I've already gotten a lead. He's signing buyer rep paperwork this week. And I got 140,000 views in the last 28 days. And so things are taking off. I'm still a little bit early, but I can already see that there's a path for this to work. And I got to give a shout out to, I'm sure you know, Matt Petullo and Roland Osage. They talked at RevB. Amazing speakers, crushing it on TikTok. And they've been a big inspiration to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll get them on the podcast at some point, man. That'd be fun. So is there any difference in your style that you're doing for TikTok? Because that was a question that I kind of thought about as I started this new journey of video and stuff, that path that I'm on is, are you being a little bit different on TikTok, or is there any thought to being maybe a hair different on TikTok than you are, say, on a YouTube video?
I'm pointing more in TikTok. I see Matt Petullo doing that a lot. I'm a little bit more casual in how I talk. I see Roland do that all the time, where I think if you watch some of Roland's TikToks, you're like, this is just a chill guy. Like, I don't feel like he's like a realtor trying to sell me. He's just like a friend, like guiding me through. So I do try to tap into their tactics as much as I can. I think I got a little bit more boring on YouTube, where I was so descriptive and detail oriented because I knew my target audience was an engineer. On TikTok, I'm a little bit more playful, relaxed, but I don't know if that's actually working just yet. It's just something that I saw Matt and Roland doing, and I'm really just mimicking their styles.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And that's the best form of flattery, right? Is imitation, right? I guess, Raj, we are getting a little tight on time. I knew we would blow through 30 minutes, no problem. And I know you got a bunch of home tours to do and everybody wants your time, so especially with them little kids. So I always, on the podcast, I always try to end it in the same way, is speak to an agent who may have be struggling right now. Maybe they've had a tough year in 2024, eked by. Maybe they're struggling a little bit. Here we are halfway through 2025. Speak to an agent who may be struggling right now and what you'd recommend that they do to maybe get out of that rut, and then we'll close it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say two things. Number one, just like working out, if you're around a group of people working out, guess what you're going to do? You're going to work out, right? It's the same exact thing when it comes to doing social media and building up your marketing base for your realtor business. And so I would say, number one, associate with other realtors who are marketing and doing social media on a weekly basis. They're doing it on a weekly basis. You're going to do it on a weekly basis if you keep hanging around them, picking their brain, getting around that environment. It's energizing. Look, I've been burnt out so many times with social media. I've taken breaks in social media. I need like a mental, I just needed to stop sometimes. But when I get around those people, it's re-energizing. And I find that helps so much when you're doing content on a weekly basis. Sometimes it feels like a grind. Sometimes it's exciting. It's just the people that you associate with that I think is the difference. The second part to all this is give yourself a 12-month commitment. And when I say 12-month commitment, I can imagine myself looking myself in the mirror being like, I'm going to stop analyzing whether I'm going to do content or not. I'm just going to make a 12-month commitment to do content every single week. And when I made that commitment, that was life-changing because I had procrastinated social media for about a year and everything built up. If you do not give yourself a 12-month commitment, you're a part of the 99% of realtors that will not make it in social media. And I hate to say that. I don't mean to be like blunt. There's probably a kinder way of saying that, but that's my way of saying it because I want you to be in that 1%. And all you have to do is be committed every single week and keep getting better at social media. And I think anybody can do this right now. And I've seen it time and time again. So many realtors, untapped market, committing for 12 months, and they make it. And I want that for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. 100%, man. I always tell people, dude, just show up, man. Because if you show up, you'll have the opportunity to have success, man. You know, treat it just like any other job. Show up for 40 hours a week for yourself, man. And that's what people don't get, is show up for yourself and for your family, man, and just go to work. And, you know, I'm sure when you posted your first YouTube video, it was terrible. It's not the quality that it is now, I'm sure. And, you know, you just showed up and you realized that video was something that you wanted to do. So you showed up. Your first social media post is probably going to be terrible. Or your first phone call, your first mailer, everything that you're doing, your first is always going to be terrible. But start showing up, man. Ask somebody like Raj a question. Hey, I'm starting this channel. Would you reach out? And I know you've got so many tools and things that you can use to be able to help people. And even we talked about the equipment that you use. I'm going to share the equipment that you use in a link in this podcast video so that you guys can go check out a video of Raj and the equipment that he uses so that you can see what he's doing to put all this together. And actually, I'm very interested in seeing it too, Raj. So I'm going to go click on that video. But, you know, also I'm going to put some details about a way that you can connect with Raj. If you're an agent that's interested in YouTube, or maybe you've done some YouTube stuff and you're looking to level up, I'm going to put some of Raj's contact information in a way that you guys can reach out to him directly. And we're always willing to help. And I know that I can say that about myself. And I know that I can say that about you and Jeremy and all the crew from Austin at Real is just absolutely 100% there to help realtors. So Raj, thank you, my brother, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Jamie. It's been great. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Super excited to connect. Love what you're doing. Huge fan, obviously. I hope that people reach out to you, man. I hope that they reach out to you or me. And we'd be glad to give you some encouragement, man. Even just book a little 30-minute call and just, hey, give you some encouragement, dude. And we'd be glad to help and absolutely honored to help. So I hope that you guys are enjoying the content that we're putting out, connecting you with amazing realtors from around the South and around the country. Do us a favor, send this episode over to a friend. Give us a like, give us a share. You know, we're just here to add massive value to realtors and not expecting anything else. So I hope that you guys are digging it, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.